The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. Then many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Francis de Sales says that one of the things that most keeps people back after they've made great strides in the faith, they've advanced so far, but they're not yet to the heights to which God has called them, is that they retain within themselves the desire to sin. So they've overcome mortal sins, even many venial sins that they've struggled with for years and years and years. They're in the past now. And yet still within them, there are occasions where they say, "Gosh, I would sin if I could sin." And we all know how this works, right? Thanksgiving Day, we've just eaten a huge meal. Our bellies are completely full. We can't eat one more bite of food. And then dessert comes out. "Oh man, I wish I had a little more room in there." And what often happens? We find more room. Right? Because that desire, oh, if only my younger brother Matthew, you've all heard me share the story about the second bottle of wine. "Gosh, if only we could drink that, if we didn't have to go to confession for it tomorrow." The wish for sin. Even if we don't want to do it, and we'd rather not do it, but it's still there within us. St. Francis de Sales says that must be expunged within us. Because holding on to that desire for sin, it's the thing that will most lead us to stumble again and again and again, no matter how far along we've come. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, praying, "Lord, take away my freedom to sin." St. Teresa of Avila, "I would rather die than ever willfully commit even the tiniest of venial sins." They prayed for a hatred for sin, that God would give them the gift to abhor all sin, because it displeases him. This came to me in reading the first line of today's first reading, the letter to the Hebrews, often, actually all down through the ages, attributed to St. Paul. What does he say? "Brothers and sisters, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. How far would you go in order to not give in to sin?" What a perfect line for today's feast of St. Paul Meek and Companions. So St. Francis Xavier arrives in Japan in the year 1549. 50 years later, Christianity has spread, Catholicism has spread through Japan in such a way that many of the great samurai are requesting baptism. Tens of thousands of peasants. And the dictator becomes worried. He says all Christian missionaries must leave the country, and any Japanese Christians, any of you who have already been baptized, must renounce the faith. And in order to assist them to come to that decision, he selects 26 men and women, and he has them make a 34-day journey by foot in the middle of the winter, so that when they arrive to their destination, Nagasaki, their clothes are all tattered, their threads. And there he crucifies them. And he thinks when people see them shedding their blood, certainly they will renounce their religion. When they are all finally hung up on their crosses, They began to sing hymns of praise. The 4,000 Christians who were there to watch began to sing with them. The dictator becomes worried, so that he pierces them all by lance. But before he can do so, St. Paul Miki, a Japanese man who had become a Jesuit priest, says these final words: "I am a Japanese and a brother of the Society of Jesus. I have committed no crime. The only reason I am condemned is that I have taught the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am happy to die for that and accept death as a great gift from my Lord. Do you see fear on any of our faces?" he asked to the crowd. He assured them they were not afraid because heaven is real. He had only one dying request: that they believe. My brothers and sisters, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood.